We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Steve McIntosh now, 8:30 here on this Friday morning, 69 degrees. The latest Fox News poll looks at the confidence of voters in the country, their president, and his policies.
President Trump's approval rating ticked up a bit. It's now at 45%, up from 43% last month. And despite what the president has said about how America is doing,
we have a great economy. We're the greatest economy in the world. We're doing really well.
Nearly half of those surveyed, 48%, say they're nervous about the economy. 45% say tariffs are hurting the U.S. economy, and only 31% say they are at least satisfied or enthusiastic with how government is running. 46% say their view of President Trump has gotten worse since he took office. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Well, if you're behind on child support payments and you have a bench warrant for your arrest, you can get some help today. Non-custodial parents who are behind can take advantage of the annual Amnesty Day. 18th District Court Trustee Carl Wheeler says anyone who is delinquent and hasn't made court appearances can pay 2 months' support or $500, whichever is smaller, and there will be counselors on hand to work with employment issues.
That would remove that cloud of being arrested from over their heads so that we can get them back into court, back into the system, and be able to speak with them about any possible barriers they may have to finding employment and paying their child support. One of the main questions we always get from them is, will I be arrested when I come out there? Well, the answer to that is no.
Today's event will be at the Atwater Center at 2755 East 19th Street from 9 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. The Kansas Board of Regents approved changes in admission standards that will allow more students to qualify for state universities.
The board voted Wednesday to eliminate a rule that required students to take high school courses in English, math, and science. Class rank will no longer be considered, and most students with a C or C-plus grade point average will be accepted at most of the universities. The Wichita Eagle reports the new rules will qualify 87% of Kansas high school graduates for admission to Wichita State, Emporia State, Fort Hays State, and Pittsburgh State. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A ruling in a Missouri court over a teacher's claim that she was fired from a Catholic school because she was pregnant and unmarried.
After 8 hours of deliberations, the jurors sided with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph, which said Michelle Boland was let go in 2015 because of poor performance. Her attorney argued the diocese violated a state law that protects women from being fired for refusing to have an abortion. Boland testified during the trial that Reverend Joseph Cicetti told her that if she got an abortion, the school would not have to deal with what he called the scandal of a pregnant, unmarried teacher. The attorney representing the diocese argued Boland never had to refuse to have an abortion because she was never asked to terminate her pregnancy. Her attorney has not said whether they will appeal. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A nominee of President Trump languishing for a year is further delayed over revelations of an incident from his childhood.
Former California Congressman Darrell Issa has been nominated to be director of the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. He's been waiting for a vote by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. But ranking member Bob Menendez of New Jersey has insisted on the release of an FBI background file that sources say shows Issa used a fake ID when he was 17 in the early 70s. Whether or not there's anything to it, Issa is tired of waiting. He's now considering running against embattled California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter, who was indicted on campaign finance violations last year. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Researchers from more than a dozen nations are prepared to launch the biggest and most complex expedition ever attempted in the Central Arctic, a year-long journey through the ice they hope will improve the scientific models that underpin our understanding of climate change. 600 scientists from 19 countries, including the U.S., will work together in one of the most inhospitable regions of the planet. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An increase in moisture is leading to a few clouds here early on across south-central Kansas, and we could have some widely scattered thunderstorms pop up this afternoon with a high 82. A few thunderstorms yet again this evening and overnight, are low near 70. And on Saturday, occasional rain and thunderstorms, or high temperature 85 with heavier rainfall Saturday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour, 69 degrees. 836 Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Jad Chambers today. And he's going to take us to the movies.
That's right. Downton Abbey hits the big screen. Well, Rambo makes his last stand.
Oh.
That's right. Fox's Michelle Polino has more details.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino. Downton Abbey makes it to the big screen to tell the continuing story of the Crawley family, wealthy owners of a large estate in the English countryside in the early 20th century. In the film, the family gets a visit from the king and queen, throwing everyone into a tizzy.
How's it all going?
Mary's got it under control.
Hardly.
The entire cast is back, including Michelle Dockery and Maggie Smith.
He started this.
In Rambo Last Blood, Sylvester Stallone returns as the war vet to confront his past and unearth his ruthless combat skills to exact revenge in a final mission, this time involving a border showdown.
He gave his life for the pursuit of knowledge.
In Ad Astra, Brad Pitt plays astronaut Roy McBride, who undertakes a mission across an unforgiving solar system to uncover the truth about his missing father and his doomed expedition that now, 30 years later, threatens the universe. Also in theaters, the documentary Where's My Roy Cohn? That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
That's not the last Rambo. There's going to be at least 12 or 13 more.
It depends on how much money this one makes.
Yeah.
Almost exactly. That, by the way, Downton Abbey and Rambo, there's two audiences that... I'm not sure those are the same audience.
No,
right,
probably
there.
Not. Probably not.
Downton Abbey and Rambo. Fans voicing their frustration over a hologram tour of a late artist. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
The estate of Whitney Houston announcing a hologram tour of the famous singer 7 years after her tragic death. In collaboration with Bass Hologram, the show called An Evening with Whitney will feature a digitized version of the late performer belting out the star's memorable hits. A chorus of critics calling it creepy, saying it's like watching the ghost of a person perform. Another calling it a disgrace to her legacy. Houston's sister-in-law and estate executor, Pat Houston, saying in a statement, Whitney is not with us, but her music will live with us forever. The tour set to kick off early next year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Emmys due out this weekend. Here's Fox's Ashley Dvorkin with some more.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Emmys profile.
Political punchlines, family hilarity, dark comedy, all kinds of funny nominated this year for Outstanding Comedy Series.
I just want to be president.
Veep is going for the gold after being ineligible last year. It has won the category 3 times prior. The HBO series starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus wrapped its final season in May.
I want to be big.
Last year's champ, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, is up for the title again. The 1950s comedy follows Midge breaking into the male-dominated world of stand-up. Fellow Amazon Primer Fleabag, created by and starring Phoebe Waller-Bridge, gets in the game. The show is based on her one-woman play. Waller-Bridge also has a nod for writing. There's the Netflix freshman series Russian Doll with Natasha Lyonne as a woman stuck in a time loop. HBO's dark comedy about that hitman with the acting bug, Barry, led by Bill Hader. NBC's The Good Place is a contender. The series, set in the afterlife, starring Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, wraps after its upcoming season. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
I have some birthdays today, Steve. One of them close to your heart. Happy birthday today to actress Sophia Loren.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's right. She turns 85 today. Academy Award for Two Women back in 1960.
Yeah. Yeah.
First actress to win an Oscar for a foreign language performance with that win.
Right.
She also has a Grammy Award, 5 special Golden Globes, including the Cecil B. DeMille Award, and in 1999, she was named by the American Film Institute the 21st greatest female star of classic Hollywood.
And she stole the film Grumpier Old Men.
She did. She really, really
from
did.
From Anne Margaret. She just took it. Here.
Did so indeed. Another birthday today, A Song of Ice and Fire author George R.R. Martin turned 71 today. Of course, that series became HBO's hit Game of Thrones. Here's Martin from a classic interview on Conan, where he's talking about the HBO adaptation.
What is it about this show, Game of Thrones? And I realized you get us to really care about characters, love them, think that they're central to everything, and then you kill them.
I do that. Yes, yeah. It's true.
You have a way of surprising us.
I suppose you write the sort of stuff you like to read. And as a reader or as a viewer of television and film, I always like unexpected things. And I always like the suspense to be real. You know, we've all seen the movies where the hero is in trouble. He's surrounded by 20 people. But you know he's going to get away because he's the hero.
Yeah.
And you don't really feel any fear for him. I want my readers and I want my viewers to be afraid when my characters are in danger. I want them to be afraid to turn the next page because the next character may not survive it.
You've achieved that.
George R.R. Martin, 71 years old today. Okay, finally, Steve, we'll turn to some late-night humor from last night. We'll start with Conan. We'll go back to Conan, actually. This from last night's Conan about joking about an airline scare.
A Delta flight had to make an emergency landing after it dropped 30,000 feet in 2 minutes. Yeah, Delta gave every passenger a free round-trip ticket and a new pair of pants.
The obvious joke, but sometimes that low-hanging fruit's pretty delicious. Some self-deprecating humor on Lights Out with David Spade. This one was really good.
El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie, will be in theaters, but only for one weekend. They shouldn't brag about that. A lot of my movies do that. I don't announce it ahead of time.
Another obvious joke about a recent news story on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
A delivery van overturned in Georgia on Friday and spilled over 216,000 gaming dice onto the roadway. Said the driver, Yahtzee? Okay.
And we'll end with some seasonal humor from Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Every year since Starbucks started this, there's a new and hard-to-believe pumpkin spice product. And this year, that product is pumpkin spice Spam. Goes on sale Monday for a limited time. They're only going to sell it till somebody dies. And then...
Yikes. That sounds awful.
Whoa. Pumpkin spice Spam.
Spam. Mm.
That's all we have for the Blur today. And we'll, of course, have some more Blur for you coming up on Monday. But the Blur every day is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Serving Wichita and surrounding areas, you can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
John Whitmer Show, Sunday nights at 7 here on KNSS. John's going to be here for a preview of the show in just a couple of minutes. Keep it here, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.